You are listening to the Piedmont Report, a podcast specializing in music, past and present, from the Piedmont region, along with tips for vegetable gardening and sustainable living with your host, Mudcat, and wildlife biologist, Catherine Dudek.
So good to see everybody. So good to see everybody on the mountain. Down in the valley, you're going to read just what you know.
You know, I like to write poems. I wrote one about the rainbow. I like that. I just cannot sit and not do something. If I could catch a rainbow, I would do it just for you. I'd share its you with its beauty on the days you feeling blue. If I could build a mountain you could call your very own, a place to find serenity and a place to be alone. If I could take your troubles, I would toss them in the sea. But all these things that I am finding is impossible to me. I cannot build a mountain. I cannot catch a rainbow fair. Just let me be what I know best, a friend that's always there.
Well, I woke up this morning to a shower of rain. Round the curb was a passenger train. Under the bottom was a hobo John. He's a good old hobo, but he's dead and gone. Dead and gone. He's a good old hobo, but he's dead and gone. Well, I knew a woman named Alice Bright. Gonna ride with Casey before she died. I ain't good looking, but I take my time. I'm a rambling woman, got a rambling mind. Got a rambling mind. I'm a rambling woman who takes her time. Got a rambling mind. I'm a rambling woman, got a rambling mind. Well, Casey said before he died, there's two more roads I'd like to ride. Farman asked Casey, what could they be? He said, the Southern Pacific and that Santa Fe. That mean old Santa Fe. He said, the Southern Pacific and that Santa Fe. That mean old Santa Fe. Well, mama, look at sis out in the backyard doing the twist. Mama said, girl, you better come on in. We gotta be at church before morning in. Before morning in. Say, we gotta be at church before morning in. Before morning in. Now if you want to go to heaven when you're D.I.E., put on a collar and a T.I.E. Want to catch a rabbit out of L.O.G., just make a little stump like a D.O.G. I'm on the road again. I can't wait to get on that road. On the road. I can't wait to get on that road. Well, I woke up this morning to a shower of rain. Round the curb was a passenger train. Under the bottom was a hobo John. He's a good old hobo, but he's dead and gone. Dead and gone. He's a good old hobo, but he's dead and gone. Dead and gone. He's a good old hobo, but he's dead and gone.
Sandra called me a guitar god one time. I said, you don't know any other many guitar gods, do you? I didn't say it that night. She's precious. That's all there is to it. Listen here, mama, listen here to me. I can show you how to be free. If all you do is spit and cuss, well, you just a well come along with us. You just a well come along with us. Well, I'll tell you, mama, what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna set a sing the blues for you. If you don't like it the way I do, well, you can just take it home. You can just take it home with you. Well, it came a time when we was talking, a little mama thinking about walking. She up and asked me, how about that? I said, I bust you in your head with a baseball bat. Bust you in your head with a baseball bat. Well, she's just the kind you find, you see. Likes to pick on guys like me. She come and get me in her nest. And that's a mean to me. You know the rest. Mean to me. You know the rest. She tries to nail me down in the corner, then she fails me. She won't stay home one day out of three. Well, she don't need a man like me. She don't need a man like me. Well, we all know the same kind of woman. Think she's just got a scorner. But one day she's gonna see that she can't fool around with a man like me. Can't fool around with a man like me. She don't need a man like me. She don't need a man like me.
Well, I had two uncles back in the mountains there. They went out and bought him a horse apiece. And he got the horses home, got to looking at them. That one said, how are we going to tell these horses apart? That one said, let's measure them, see which one's the longest. They got their ruler out and measured the horse, and both of them the same longest. They measured them this other way, and both of them the same tallness, and they still couldn't tell them apart. That one said, what we're going to do? My other uncle said, I know what I do. Said, I take the scissors, cut a piece out of my horse's ear. He got the scissors, cut a little piece out of his horse's ear, and said, now we can tell them apart. Well, that night, the other horse got hung in a barbed wire fence and tore a piece out of its ear. He went down there the next morning to get them, and he couldn't tell them apart. That one said, what we going to do now? That one said, I clipped part of mine's tail off. He cut about 3 or 4 inches of the horse's tail off. He said, now we can tell them apart. But that night, the other horse got hung in a barbed wire fence and pulled part of its tail off. They got down there looking at him. That one said, what we're going to do now, said, how we're going to tell them apart. That one said, the only thing I know to do, said, you take the black and let me keep the white.
She looks out the window at the trailer park. The yellow moon just glows. The time is right, she knows. No more hesitating, no more thinking, while the moon is winking.
Wendy Dumond with her brand new song, The Moon is Winking. Before that, Orville Hicks had lightened us about his two uncles. And Ross Peed gave us A Man Like Me. And Sandra Littell gave us Casey Jones. Both those songs are off the Atlanta Acoustic Blues album, recorded by Brian Boweevil Scott in 1998. It's just a few doors down from Hoopo Acres. And we began the program with Etta Baker, Etta's Rainbow Poem. Winter time here in the Piedmont, and the country folks are enjoying a slight respite from the daily chores. And they're catching up with some reading, some poems, some philosophizing. And our guest this week is Sylvia Passaflora. But now, it's time for your farm report. One simple way to extend your season, either at the beginning or at the end, is a hoop house or a low tunnel. And today we're going to talk about one that's 3 feet by 9 feet. What you're going to need is 4 pieces of PVC pipe, either 3/4 or 1/2 inch, and cut those at 6 feet. You'll need 8 pieces of rebar at 2 feet. We'll need 6 to 10 garden clips or extra large binder clips. And we'll need plastic covering no less than 8 feet wide and 15 feet long. Clear greenhouse plastic, UV coated, and at least 6 milliliters. I recommend Farm Plastic Supply, string reinforced 4-year UV resistant 10 mil clear greenhouse plastic sheeting. First, prepare your bed with good soil amendments. Sink the rebar halfway in the ground at each corner and then every 3 feet along the sides. Sink the rebar at a slight angle towards the bed. Set a PVC pipe over one of the rebar and gently bend it to make a hoop to the opposite bar. Get it down there nice and snug and repeat. Lay your covering over the hoops somewhat taut and use the clips to hold them in place. Weigh down the excess sheeting on the sides with boards or stones. Now, when it's not freezing, you can open the ends during the day for good gas distribution. And on days when the temperature and wind conditions are favorable, you can roll the cover and bunch it to one side. Of course, make adjustments to your own needs. I was inspired by Ira Wallace of the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange, and I made my own version of it. By the way, this can be used in the summertime as well if you use shade cloth so you don't burn some of your tender vegetables. This has been your farm report. Happy planting, y'all.
Hi, this is Sylvia Passiflora, and I am here at the Piedmont Report. And I have been asked to perform some of my poetry. I'm an award-winning poet and a songwriter. My songs are poetry-driven lyrics. And I write a lot about plants and animals. I am also a certified master gardener. So I'm very happy to be here. Gardens and the Bible run throughout so many of my songs, and you'll hear some of them today. This very first one is called Machete Mama, and it's about my mother, who's also a gardener. And she called me one day to say that she lost her favorite machete. So I wrote this poem. It's called Machete Mama. Mama with a machete, skirt hitched up past her knees, chopping away at a city jungle with Bruce Lee's expertise. She's moved into the city to a bungalow in town and cracks coconuts between the eyes and wears orchids in her crown. Still the tiger she ever was, though the machete is used for cooking. Coconut, ginger, and garlic too. It's steamy in her kitchen. But she never dreams of island life. The pond was too small there. In the city, she grows a banana tree. She's made her garden there. The Scorpion and the Frog. A scorpion and the frog. They were creatures of the water. They were creatures of the land. They had a lot in common. And they were fast friends. Also, they were in love. Well, they got there, it's hard to tell. But when they both started singing, the echo of their song coming out of that well drew the whole village out, and they were saved by a bucket ride out of hell. They were creatures of the water. They were creatures of the land. They had a lot in common. And they were fast friends. Also, they were in love. One day, the scorpion turned to the frog and said, "I'm tired, and I'm hungry." This is Dear Adam. "Dear Adam, I sent you an invitation to a festival written on an apple. It must have gotten eaten along the way, because I'm sure you would have replied. So I sent the invite once again, tied to a balloon. Will you please accompany me to a festival for two? Yours, Eve." Dear Adam. Oh, thanks for the applause.
It is hard to have hope. It is harder as you grow old. For hope must not depend on feeling good. And there is the dream of loneliness at absolute midnight. You also have withdrawn belief in the present reality of the future, which surely will surprise us. And hope is harder when it cannot come by prediction any more than by wishing. But stop dithering. The young ask the old to hope. What will you tell them? Tell them at least what you say to yourself. Because we have not made our lives to fit our places, the forests are ruined, the fields eroded, the streams polluted, the mountains overturned. Hope, then, to belong to your place by your own knowledge of what it is that no other place is, and by your caring for it as you care for no other place, this place that you belong to, though it is not yours, for what it was from the beginning and will be to the end. Belong to your place by knowledge of the others who are your neighbors in it. The old man, sick and poor, who comes like a heron to fish in the creek, and the fish in the creek, and the heron who man-like fishes for the fish in the creek, and the birds who sing in the trees in the silence of the fisherman and the heron, and the trees that keep the land they stand upon, as we too must keep it or die. This knowledge cannot be taken from you by power or by wealth. It will stop your ears to the powerful when they ask for your faith, and to the wealthy when they ask for your land and your work. Answer with knowledge of the others who are here, and how to be here with them. By this knowledge, make the sense you need to make. By it, stand in the dignity of good sense, whatever may follow. Speak to your fellow humans as your place has taught you to speak, as it has spoken to you. Speak its dialect as your old compatriots spoke it, before they had heard a radio. Speak publicly what cannot be taught or learned in public. Listen privately, silently, to the voices that rise up from the pages of books and from your own heart. Be still and listen to the voices that belong to the stream banks and the trees and the open fields. There are songs and sayings that belong to this place by which it speaks for itself and no other. Found your hope then on the ground under your feet. Your hope of heaven, let it rest on the ground underfoot. Be it lighted by the light that falls freely upon it after the darkness of the nights and the darkness of our ignorance and madness. Let it be lighted also by the light that is within you, which is the light of imagination. By it you see the likeness of people in other places to yourself in your place. It lights invariably the need for care toward other people, other creatures, in other places, as you would ask them for care toward your place and you. No place at last is better than the world. The world is no better than its places. Its places at last are no better than their people while their people continue in them. When the people make dark the light within them, the world darkens.
This is Sylvia Passaflora, and you are listening to the Piedmont Report. Passaflora happens to be part of the Latin classification for a special plant here known as the passion fruit plant and flower, and that plant is called the Passiflora incarnata, which in Latin means Passiflora means passion, and incarnata means in the flesh. I was born in the Philippines, but we had a set of grandparents in Hawaii, so we stopped there and lived there for a little bit, and then my parents moved on to Chicago, where I grew up, and I attended the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana. But it's funny because I grew up around farms and it always made me feel so at home. Life happened and I moved to Atlanta and I decided that I wanted to do some of the farming that I had done as a kid. And my grandparents were banana farmers, so I remember they would take the bananas to the farmer's market. I was a little kid running around a farmer's market while they were selling the bananas. So I wasn't that much help, but I have such fond memories of farms, and especially in Hawaii with the view of the mountains and the special way that the earth smelled there. It's funny because in Hawaii, they also have clay soil. So when I moved to the south, the Blue Ridge Mountains reminded me so much of, you know, the mountains in Hawaii and then the red clay soil. It's so funny that I feel like I'm so far away, but I'm also at home here in the South. And so even musically, playing the ukulele, being probably one of the few out there songwriters in the South playing the ukulele, how welcome I felt in bluegrass communities. Because if you listen to traditional Hawaiian songs, or like the Tin Pan Alley songs from the 20s in Hawaii, you'll hear a lot of themes of plants. A lot of them were metaphors, you know, to hide sexual connotations from the missionaries, but a lot of traditional Hawaiian songs and a lot of bluegrass songs are often about plants, and especially about place and time and the timelessness of the mountains and the trees. My grandfather had a tin shack on the farm. So he would take, you know, farmer's life. He'd get up at the crack of dawn, and then by the afternoon, the heat of the afternoon, it would be time to take a nap. So he would take a nap in the tin shack. And then there was a shrimp pond next to it. These are the kinds of images I grew up with and I carry in my heart. And I find them so easily in places like in the South. You know, there's just, when you have something in your heart, it comes with you wherever you go. So I think that's why I could be writing about Hawaii or the Blue Ridge Mountains and they sound so similar, because they're already in my heart. I ask everybody to put up their fingers, their hands, and count the words with me. It's 10 words. It's called overdue. Overdue, library, book, at lover's apartment. But we broke up. So that's the power of short poems. Passion fruit in the palm of my hand, from a Georgia vine, a passion plant, from an ancient garden that time forgot. Pick it, forget me or forget me not. Passiflora incarnata, that's the Latin name. Passion fruit or maypop, it's still the same. Hot from the sun, the steamy fruit, and it's packing body heat and a head of juice. And it's hot, 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 hot. But in the South, in the Garden of Eden, there's kids running wild with barefoot freedom, playing bullseye with passion bombs, and staring down the barrel of that slingshot arm. Passiflora incarnata, that's the Latin name. Passion fruit or maypop, it's still the same. Hot from the sun, the steamy fruit, and it's packing body heat and a head of juice. And it's hot, 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 hot. Soil. It's a true medicinal, not an imposter oil. Snap from the vine, hot from the sun. It's deja vu on the tongue. Deja vu on the tongue. Wild and free, oh, taste the seeds. It's a savory jubilee. Exploding in my mouth. Oh my! Welcome to the South. Passion fruit for dessert, passion juice for my thirst, passion cream in my dreams, passion in my head, I'll make you scream. Passion fruit in the palm of my hand, passion fruit in the palm of my hand. Dearest one, I'm gonna write you a letter in pokeberry juice, that southern heat induced blood red pokeberry juice. Squeezed it from the pokeberry, put it in south. This is Backroads and Bridges. Summertime Dreamtime, Red Clay, Georgia. Man of the mountains, pine trees touching heaven. Clouds of cotton floating in the sky, banjo strings and bird's wings, peaches in the pie. Can you hear the radio from the old pickup truck? Kicking up dust on the back roads on the way. It's been years, but some things just feel the same. We belong to yesterday. Tupelo honey, moonshine in a jar. Cabin smoke in the mountains. Sweetheart barefoot in the dark. Skinny dipping, day tripping. Checkers on the back porch. Time for compliments and fishing. Dusty country back roads, I'm not alone. You know the way, though I have roamed. I'm coming home, here to stay. Back roads and bridges, take me home. Back roads and bridges from long ago.
Thank you.
In that set, we heard Sylvia Passiflora live here at Hoopo Acres, Machete Mama, The Scorpion and the Frog, and Dear Adam, with a slight interruption from Wendell Berry speaking on hope. Then Sylvia continued with Overdue, Passion Fruit, Pokeberry Letter, and Backroads and Bridges. We finished the set with Jessica Como on the Mountain Dulcimer. You are tuned to the Piedmont Report. Here's Michael Kay.
There is nothing to calm the fear of the day full of creditors who can't be satisfied, dunning letters that can't be replied to, except for a walk in the dark to the store for ice cream with a dog happy to see me and a daughter who brings a flashlight to show me the stars.
A poem called Rejoice by Roy Burton. Rejoice, for today you draw breath. Rejoice, and be aware of your own magic. Rejoice, to realize the present now is the present, and the present is a gift.
Yeah, we'll sing about darling sweet Lorraine.
I brought my paycheck home. 48 hours seemed so long. I got up early Sunday morning, and all my money was gone. Darling sweet Lorraine, I love her, heaven knows. I keep keep her picture in my wallet. It's where my money goes every time. Darling, darling, Lorraine, you know this just ain't funny. That woman is spending my money just like it's going out of style. Darling, sweet Lorraine, as pretty as any flower that grows, I keep her picture in my wallet. It's where my money goes. All right. Darling, sweet Lorraine, I love her. It's where my money goes.
I'm so dangerous. I'm a challenge to the process of evolution. Revolution is my solution, not bloody, but of the mind. Be kind to everybody. Don't screw your brother for a buck. Help those down in their luck. Screw the millionaire and his money. He doesn't care about the man in the ghetto. Wants to keep us all down. I'm no clown, got a family to raise. When I was younger, I used to run around in a drunken daze, see the malt liquor commercial on the billboard bordering the bad side of town. What's so dangerous about being poor and black? Cut me some slack. They kill the Indians. They kill John Lennon. They'll kill you and me for trying to get to higher ground. We gotta get it down. I'm so dangerous, I'm a challenge to the process. Judge's gavel can't bring me down. I quit wearing the uniform of conformity. You might not look normal to me. You might not like what I say, but I say it in the name of freedom, not for pay. I'm a challenge to the process.
Kokomo me, baby. Kokomo me, right. Kokomo, your mama, I'll be back tomorrow night. Crying, hey, 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 hey. Baby, don't you wanna go back to my living life city, my sweet home Kokomo? Well, Kokomo me once, Kokomo me twice. Kokomo, your mama like you did the other night. I'm a crying, hey, 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 hey. Baby, don't you wanna go back to my living life city? Oh, my sweet home Kokomo. Thank you. hope I never will. Keep on messing around, gonna get somebody killed. I'm crying, hey, hey. Baby, don't you wanna go back to my living life city? Oh, my sweet hometown, Kokomo.
But you need not mind it. Keep on sowing. You're gonna reap just what you sow.
Sandra Littell with Kokomo. Michael Kay gave us Challenge to the Process. Before that was Bill Sheffield with Lorraine. And Sylvia Passaflora gave us a Roy Burton poem, Rejoice. Ross Peed, I Wish I Knew Trouble. And we began the set with Michael Kay reciting Flashlight to Show Me the Stars, recorded live here at Hoopoe Acres. Well, boys and girls, thank you so much for tuning in. We've reached the end of our program, and we're going to send you out with my good friend, Mr. Chris Chandler, and Paul Benoit with Stone Mountain, Georgia. Thanks for tuning in. Happy planting, y'all.
Mountain, down in the valley, you're going to reap just what you sow.
In the year of my birth, Martin Luther King said in his I Had a Dream speech, let freedom ring from the Stone Mountain of Georgia. He said that because he longed for change to come to America.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just a sweet old song. Keep Georgia on my mind.
Now the reason that he mentioned my hometown in that famous speech was because at the time, Stone Mountain, Georgia was the home of a very powerful Ku Klux Klan that was wreaking terror on the Southland of which I was born. It is because of the Klan that Stone Mountain is probably most known for being the home of the world's largest carving, the Confederate Memorial, where the images of three Confederate leaders are indelibly chiseled from this slab of granite that inexplicably protrudes from the Georgia red clay. It was on that site that the Klan was born, in a ceremony that involved burning a cross from the mountain summit. The inferno was so large it could actually be seen from the city of Atlanta, some 20 miles away. The inferno it represented was much larger. The rebel revelers longed for no change to come to America.
I'm saying Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear.
It was in that setting that I came into this world, and I watched my town of 3,000 people grow on rally days to 10,000. 10,000 hooded heroes marching through the streets of my hometown as young girls my age threw flowers at their feet. How could I not long to be among them? I did. Yes, I grew up a racist. How could I not? You could blame me. I was a kid. You could blame my parents. But how could they know any different? Growing up in rural Alabama in the heart of the Depression, living in a land where the norm was to not ask questions, and my parents were normal. You could blame my grandparents. My grandmother was 60 at Brown versus Board of Education. Upon the outcome of Brown versus Board of Education, the state of Georgia reacted by changing its flag to add the Confederate battle flag, as if to say the change would never come to Georgia.
Well, the arms reach out to me. Well, I smile tenderly. Still too peaceful, the dreams I see. The road leads back to you.
Now, I am probably the youngest person that you're going to meet that actually went to a segregated school. In 1970, Jimmy Carter defeated Lester Maddox for governor of Georgia and went about practically desegregating the last of the segregated schools. I was in the first grade. And I also played football on the first desegregated Little League football team in my county. We were known as the Central DeKalb 85-pound Packers. Before we were the Packers, we were known as, yes, the Crackers. We donned a University of Georgia G on our helmet because the University of Georgia would not desegregate its teams for several years. But still, it was there that I found myself on the opposite end of the America that I had known, because I learned to play with and sacrifice for my black teammates. And when the Packers played teams in more isolated places than the Cab, I found my team, and therefore myself, on the receiving end of jeers and threats, and even getting into sandlot brouhahas, defending my team, but vicariously desegregation. Change is afoot. Let's give it a hand.
I said, Georgia, oh, Georgia. No peace I find, just a sweet old song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Now the white flight that inevitably follows the growing city flew right past the city of Stone Mountain and left in its wake a suburban black middle class. And the word Stone Mountain appeared in the New York Times for a second time in her history when we elected a black mayor. Only a few old-timer whites remain. My mother is one of them. And I went to visit her recently, and at the corner of Rockbridge Road and Cynthia McKinney Parkway, a road named for another African-American that ran for president this year, I was approached by a middle-class, suburban, black teenager wearing his mall-bought, gangsta-wannabe, Negro League baseball jersey made in Bangladesh, and his blood diamond bling purchased at Zaire. And he spotted my bald head and he said, "You have no idea where you is."
Melodies bring memories that linger in my heart. Makes me think of Georgia. Why did we ever part?
Oh, I do. And one sure sign that change is a hand in America is that in 2009, a black teenager in Stone Mountain, Georgia, was willing to get in the car with an oddly clad, middle-aged, bald white man. And I took him downtown and showed him the old city hall, now a museum. I showed him the bell presented to the city by the King Foundation. I took a sip from the colored water fountain that I could not drink from as a child. He, in turn, took a sip from the white. Parts of my childhood, I am glad, have been relegated
Georgia,
to the annals of small-town museums. In this last election, Barack Obama carried the city of Stone Mountain, but not the state of Georgia. But more importantly, he carried the nation. And also the vote of my mother.
Just a sweet old song.
Let freedom reign from the Stone Mountain of Georgia. Congratulations, Barack Obama. But more importantly, congratulations, America.